Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Michael McCarthy, Front Office Sports. Michael, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us. And interesting story on this Julio Jones situation. This is fascinating because I guess do we have any further clarification whether, you know, Shannon Sharpe actually do we think right now that Julio Jones did not know, or is it he regrets what he said and now that's what they're putting out there? What do you think, Michael?
Well, the fascinating thing about this story, besides the whole gossipy kind of inside football nature of it, is the fact that nobody will clarify it.
Right.
Julio Jones won't come out and say whether or not he was blindsided by this interview, that in fact he thought he was just talking to a friend and didn't know he was on the air. Fox will not come out and clarify whether or not Julio Jones knew he was on the air or whether this is all some sort of work, some sort of publicity stunt. And the Falcons won't clarify it. We do know that from people in the NFL, like Chris Sims, has said, you know, clearly to Pro Football Talk that he heard that Jones did not know he was on the air, that in fact he was blindsided. So that's Chris Sims' version.
Okay. Mm. So what's the ultimate fallout from this? Could something happen to Shannon Sharpe? Could there be a suspension, a fine, or is just this thing just going to blow over at some point?
I think there's a couple of ways this could go. I think the parties involved would like it to blow over because there's too much money at stake. I mean, we're talking about billions upon billions of dollars that Fox pays the NFL. But at the same time, the NFL has to keep the Falcons happy. And from what I understand, the Falcons are not very happy. They felt that this, you know, severely undercuts their negotiating position. And I think they have a point. I think if now that people know that, you know, he's decided he wants out of Atlanta, you know, a first-round offer goes to a second or a third. So,
right.
I mean, there could be all sorts of ramifications. I could see Fox possibly doing an apology on the air, some sort of on-air clarification. If Fox doesn't make good on this some way, I mean, there's speculation that, you know, the NFL could, you know, retaliate in some way. I mean, the NFL has its ways of punishing networks that aren't behaving properly, as we've seen in the past. And, I mean, that's a far-off possibility, but it's always there.
Yeah, and I think we're talking with Michael McCarthy, Front Office Sports, a senior writer. Michael, I think you mentioned the draft picks, you know, do they drop? If they end up getting a first-round pick for Julio Jones and there's good demand and it doesn't factor in, then maybe the Falcons can kind of get over it. I wonder if the league will wait to see what happens with Julio Jones before they, you know, potentially do anything. What do you think?
I think that's a very, very smart insight. I mean, I spoke to Andrew Brandt, who's a former Green Bay Packers executive, and he said yesterday that all of the 32 teams like to believe that the league has its back, right?
Right.
I mean, you always want to believe that, you know, Big Daddy is looking out for you and is going to, you know, protect you when, you know, somebody kicks sand in your face. At the same time, it behooves the NFL from, you know, an argument's sake, not to get involved in this, until they, you know, June 1st comes along and they trade him. You know, let's say they get good value for him and the owner is happy and the president's happy and the GM is happy and most importantly, the Falcon fans are happy, then the whole thing blows over. But, you know what I mean, if they get chiseled on the deal and the fans blow up, so you're telling me we got a fourth rounder for a guy who's been in the Pro Bowl seven, you know, and then this whole thing could boomerang.
In your article, you write that Michael Lombardi said he actually believes the media coverage could potentially strengthen the negotiation position of Atlanta. In what way is that possible?
Well, Lombardi is a very smart guy, and he knows that this is kind of a dead time for the league, right? The draft is over, and everybody's looking for a story. Well, now Julio Jones has shown that he's got legs, literally. He's a star. People want him. People are talking about him nonstop on TV. So if you're a team and you trade for him, you know you're getting bona fide box office in Julio Jones. I mean, I think his stardom has only increased, and his influence as a player has only increased as a result of all this attention he's getting during an otherwise dead time for the league.
We're talking with Michael McCarthy, front office sports senior writer. Michael, in terms of Shannon Sharpe specifically, do you think could you see Fox potentially suspending or fining or doing something with him, or if he did this, or do you think if he did it that Fox knew about it?
I think anything is possible, you know, with Fox. I mean, Shannon has done a fantastic job. He's one of the biggest stars on the network. Him and Skip, you know, are really, you know what I mean, the two biggest morning stars that they have. But look, you know, you could argue, and some have, that, you know what I mean, this stunt not only put them in jeopardy with their biggest business partners, but is potentially illegal. You're not allowed to do that in the state of California. And, you know what I mean, if Julio Jones wants to make a case out of this, he's probably got a good one, according to the people we talked to. On the other hand, guys, this is Fox we're talking about. Fox loves controversy.
They do.
Fox
true.
Lives for controversy. Fox hires somebody like Shannon Sharpe, you know what I mean, who, you know, willingly describes himself as a troller coaster to be the biggest troll on TV. So, I mean, you could make the argument, and some people are in Fox, I'm sure, saying, this is great. You know what I mean? We've gotten so much free publicity and so much news coverage out of this. It was well worth doing.
You know, I was surprised to see ESPN actually gave Fox an undisputed credit every time they referenced it. I mean, that's like a huge shocking thing. They typically never give credit.
Guys, I almost fell off my chair when I actually saw that. And the only thing I could think of is that Stephen A., you know, who's buddies still with Skip, said, look, give the guy some credit. Because Stephen A. has been beating the crap out of Undisputed the last couple of years. So, you know, he decided to give his friend a little credit. But you're right. You know, ESPN, you know, it gives away credit like ice in the winter. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen. Right.
Are you surprised? Go into another subject here, Michael, with the golf. They just announced it's going to be Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson with Brady and Rodgers. Wouldn't it have been better off, even though Mickelson just won a historic event, having Brooks Koepka in there instead of Mickelson?
Oh, my God. I would like just Brooks and Bryson going in, hitting each other over the head with golf clubs or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean it would be like a gladiatorial contest, or seeing who could outdrive each other. But yeah, it's been great. I mean, I agree with you. I think, you know, Brooks would have been, you know, Brooks is perfect for this event, especially since he's starting to dish a little and gossip, and he doesn't care so much anymore about his reputation. But God, have you guys seen what's going on online today? The way these guys are hyping this,
And
they don't even have to advertise it. It's the greatest thing ever for TNT.
You think they really hate each other, DeChambeau and Koepka, or is this just a front they're putting up to create some attention?
I do. I think they can't stand each other, and it's the natural antipathy of two bulls in a china shop. You know, they're both kind of the young lion that's ready to take over the game, and they see each other as threats.
You know, Michael, I saw earlier today you tweeting about – first of all, I didn't even know TNT was going to be carrying hockey at some point here. But being able to hire Wayne Gretzky, what a coup. I mean, hockey fans will watch just for him.
What a coup. I mean, you know, people are going to tune in. Yeah. just to see the great one, the hope at TNT, and the hope in the NHL, because believe me, the NHL was deeply involved in this, and they wanted Gretzky to do TV as much as anybody, is that the great one could do for hockey TV what he did for hockey in Southern California, which is, you know, give it a rebirth, make it exciting, make it happening. You know, is he Charles Barkley? Hell no. I mean, I've never seen, you know, any interviews he's done where, you know, he's been particularly fascinating or revealing. But who knows? I mean, you know, after Tony Romo, people are starting to look at TV and saying, I could, you know, be just as famous being on TV as I was during my career. I don't think Gretzky would be any more famous because he's probably the greatest living hockey player, if not the greatest of all time. But sure, this opportunity gives him an opportunity to spread the gospel about a sport he loves.
Michael, the NBA had a play-in tournament this year post-COVID. It seemed to be a great success. You think it comes back?
I do. I think NBA ratings are bouncing back. I think, you know, there was a nagging hangover during the season. But now that the stars are aligned and the games mean something, I think it is going to come back. You know, and I think the play-in tournament, you know, I don't get the objections to it. I think it's exciting. I think it's great for the fans, and anything that's great for the fans and keeps them engaged is great for TV and great for the sport.
I think I would just like to see them get rid of conferences and have just the top 16 or top 20 teams, only because the bottom of the East is just so bad. I guess that's, I guess to some degree it's cyclical, but it seems like it's been forever that the bottom of the East has been so awful, and those teams are hard to watch.
Yeah, the bottom of the East has been terrible, and you know what I mean? The NBA has a gaping hole that's, you know, been unfulfilled for 10, 15 years, and that's the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks, you know, are still the most popular team in the city I grew up in, and I live outside of right now, New York City. You know, even though the Nets have, you know, Durant and everybody else. And with the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I grew up there too, Michael. Well. Nobody cares about the Nets. Nobody cares about the Nets at all. Right.
Yeah, but when the Knicks are playing well, boy, what impact does that have on NBA TV and NBA ratings? It's huge.
Michael, Aaron Rodgers, the saga continues. He's out in Hawaii, apparently. I saw Andrew Brandt's tweet earlier with the picture of him saying to the Packers, look at me in Hawaii. Like, he doesn't give a rip about OTAs or any of this stuff right now. How do you think this situation unfolds?
I think he's a goner. I really do. I mean, you know, even the way he's handling this, I mean, he's acting like, you know, he's a college kid who just graduated going backpacking, you know, through Europe with his girlfriend or something. It's really brilliant. I got to hand it to him because – as much as we talk about the power that athletes have, they don't really have it in the NFL, right? How many NFL players, NFL stars, have ever forced their way out to another team, you know what I mean, if the team wasn't cooperating? Very, very few. And, you know, Rodgers saw what they did to Brett Favre, and, you know, he saw what they did to Steve Young and all these other great quarterbacks who, as soon as, you know what I mean, they had a gray hair, they had some young hot shot ready to take their place, and he decided to flip the script on them. Good for him.
Michael, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Great stuff.
Guys, really enjoyed it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.